Hi, Josh.
Hi, Josh.
I'm good. How are you? Happy Wednesday.
Good.
Having a good day?
Yep. Halfway through the week.
Yep. I was just going to say closer to Friday. All right. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists, so I handle the pricing and details for your area. I know that you've been talking here with Tara, and she mentioned your new business. Congratulations. You just went full-time now, right? Kind of a part-time for a little bit?
Yeah, as of July.
That's awesome. How exciting. How's it been going so far, being full-time now?
It's a lot to juggle, you know, but definitely can provide better for everyone in my house now.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. I know it's like kind of like a husband and wife team, right? I mean, your wife also helps you along. I mean, as far as with, I think you mentioned probably with the website later and some other things in place.
Well, eventually, yeah. She's going to design our logo and build our website here as soon as I have some more clientele and good reviews, and then that can circulate.
Absolutely, and great job on your reviews. I actually, when I did a quick search for the company by name, just really to see what type of online presence is out there, I did find that there's, in fact, I found three 5-star reviews. It looks like on, what's this here, Angie's Leads. And then I saw a couple other directories.
Funny. I just applied to that website. So, like, that's something that's in development. I'm still building that page. It's not set to launch till Friday, so I didn't know it was available for the public. So that's interesting.
Yeah, because when I run a scan, it'll show me when I type in the company by name, it's going to give me where you're appearing at online, and that was one of the directories that popped up. Was the Angie's. There's a couple other little directories. You're probably not even familiar with them, like Bizipedia. But those typically are like when you register the company, you'll find yourself also listed on these like little directories. Not really directories that people would perform searches on, but they're out there, you know? But yeah, good job. I mean, I don't see anything negative regarding your company. I think we, for the most part, you know, can both agree that you've been providing a quality type of service. And I believe also I found the thumbtack too. So, you know, really with this being exclusive, all that means, Josh, is that if we begin to work with you on the first page of Google, we close out the category. We're not going to work with any of your competitors. We want to make sure that your company gets the maximum amount of phone calls. Okay. What about Facebook? Do you guys ever go on Facebook at all?
Yeah. I know where you're going with this, with like the Facebook ads and stuff, and I've looked into it. But then again, I don't think that we're in a position to kind of create our own advertising just with how small we are. But,
well,
what services do you provide with the Facebook ad?
Yeah, what I was going to offer you, Josh, what I think would be our best package for you is our Platinum one, because it includes both Google and Facebook marketing. So we would get you PIN verified through Google, create the Google profile, optimize it, maintain it on the first page for your keywords and search terms. So we're consistently maintaining it. We also do the content creation on Bing. And then we submit you to directories like Yelp, Apple. We create you a business Facebook page. If you haven't already, we'll create one for you. And what we do is we run Facebook ads. Now, Facebook ads, what I love about them is that you can retarget anyone who's had an interest in your service by a certain income level or even an audience by location, right? So it's what they call retargeting.
That way it's more of a, it's more of an emotional call to action too, rather than just
and that's good
because like you can capture
and it's more, those have a better conversion rate, you'd be surprised, than the Google ads across all industries is a 4% conversion rate. When you compare it to Facebook ads, Facebook ads are a 9% conversion rate across all industries. It's double the conversion rate, and it's because those Facebook ads are always retargeting that person who's had that interest, who's performed that search. So that's why they work so well. But in addition to that, you know, I know eventually your wife, you're going to have her design, you know, the website and the logo. But in the meantime, we could at least create a temporary one for you so that way you have something in place to showcase your work as well. And it's more of a customized type of website that we build to fit your business. It also has the automatic SEO settings that help with your ranking. And then we cover the mobile platform, which covers iPhones, Androids, and tablets. With our new in business rate, it gives you more than a 50% savings. So for this particular package, you would be looking at $249 a month with a $99 one-time setup fee. So this package would be an initial investment of $348 to get it started, and then you pay $249 every month after that. It's a month-to-month program.
Oh, wow.
There's
okay.
No contracts. There's not even any click fees, okay? You're not incurring click fees or anything like that. It's a flat rate.
So that's awesome. That's a lot more affordable than what I thought it would be. So
you'd be surprised. I know a lot of times... I know a lot of times people are like, oh, man. I mean, if you're talking Google Ads, yeah, Google Ads are more expensive. I'm not going to lie to you. Yes, they are. But this particular package, I'll tell you, the original rate, it typically runs $599 a month with the $299 setup fee. When I offer it to you at the new in business rate, it takes off $200 off of your setup fee, so it's only $99, and it drops down your cost to $249. And the reason that we do that, I'll tell you, Josh, is because we understand being a new business, a lot of investing is going on the first couple of years,
yep.
right, in your company,
yep.
whether it be equipment, mm-hmm. marketing, shirts, business cards, whatever it is, right? A lot of money going out. So we want to give you at least the opportunity, like everybody else that's on that first page of Google, have that same opportunity as they do without breaking the bank. But I don't want you
totally.
To also be misled that because you're a smaller business that this isn't, you know, like you don't belong there. You would be surprised how many companies are there that are smaller businesses, and they're very successful with the program because
well,
you have
well,
the ability
I just,
to
I just worry. I just worry with just like the lack of reviews that I have compared to other top contractors, it would be
oh,
very
man.
Hard for me to compete.
Let me tell you something.
Because
I'm going to share a personal experience with you, okay? And this is no joke. 2 years ago, all my plumbing went out. I had cast iron pipes. That tells you how old my house is. All the plumbing went out. This was like literally 3 weeks before Christmas, okay? I come mm-hmm. from a very large Hispanic family. Surprisingly, nobody could refer me to a plumber, which I was beside myself because I thought, what do you guys all do? You're Mickey Mouse plumbing or what? I had to get on Google. Mm-hmm. I even got on Facebook asking in Marketplace if anybody could recommend a plumber, right? Because I was desperate. I needed someone now. I went on Google, and I'm mm-hmm. telling you, I started calling down the list, Josh. I was calling guys that had like 300 reviews. They couldn't get to me for 2 weeks. I'm not even joking. I'm like, that's not going to work. Call the next one. I was able to get two companies to come out. One company was a family-owned business, smaller company, okay? And then I had another company that was this really huge company that everybody knows. You see them everywhere out here in California. And I will tell you which company I went with. And these guys didn't have a whole lot of reviews either. I went with a smaller company, and it was because the guy was super straightforward with me. I could tell he wasn't pulling no punches. You know what I mean? I know when someone's trying to upsell me or not,
yeah.
right? I'm sure we're all aware of that. And I was glad that I went with who I went with. Now, if you're concerned with reviews, we create you a tiny URL because we help you in that way where you can text it or email it to your clients. Clients that you've done work for in the past, even when you were part-time, even if it was a family member you did a job for, ask them to leave you a review, okay? We encourage that. They click on the link. They leave 5 stars. They don't even have to comment on it. I will tell you this. I'll encourage you the day that you are on Google to have them leave your reviews on Google because the day you ever cancel with Angie's, let's say one day you decide to part ways from them, all of those mm-hmm. reviews that you have on there and your content will disappear. Those reviews are gone.
Yep. Yep.
So I always
Absolutely.
Encourage anyone who has a Google profile page, I encourage you to always have your reviews on Google. They can't go away. You know what I mean? But we would help you in that way. And I can understand where you would feel concerned, like, how am I going to compete with these guys that got, you know, X amount of reviews and I don't have any yet? But you'd be surprised. A lot of those guys aren't available to do the work. Who are they going to call the next guy, right?
Right.
You're not going to sit and wait 6 months until that guy's available. I could tell you that much. A lot of people won't wait that long. So it all depends on how you're talking to that individual too, you know? I'm sure you're good at selling your services.
Well, yeah. That's something that I'm learning as well. You know, it's a lot.
Be genuine.
It's one thing to have the skills to do.
I will tell you this, the majority of it is in how genuine you are. That's what people are looking for. They just want someone who's just going to give it to them straight. You know what I mean? And give them the proper expectations. That's what it all boils down to, you know?
Okay. So you make a very convincing pitch, right? So I'd like you to tell me, you're giving me a brief overview of what you offer. I have some notes right now. So I am interested.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? And this is something we could budget into our marketing as well. I need,
as a matter of fact, I can email it to you. I can email it all to you if that makes it easier.
That makes it even better.
Okay. What is the best email for you?
Cunningham, or Josh, what is it? joshcunningham.construction@gmail.com.
I hear the little one.
And, yeah. 2 under 2.
Oh, my gosh. You have 2 under 2? God bless you guys. When I had the grandkids over, the little ones, I'm like, oh, boy. Okay.
What was that, Nicole?
All right. She had a question?
She had some candy canes out. No, she had some candy canes out, and Nova's saying candy canes.
Oh,
she's okay, a year and a half now.
Oh, how precious. They grow up fast. Enjoy them now, because before you know it, they're teenagers, and then, like I tell my kids, and then they're talking back. Okay, so I'm sending you this email right now, Josh. It's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and it's going to say Google and Facebook marketing. I'm sending it to joshcunningham.construction@gmail.com. And it's going to show the Platinum Package, $249 month-to-month with a one-time $99 setup fee, okay? I notated everything that's included in that package that we just discussed, the first-page placement on Google as well as on Bing, the directory submission. Like I mentioned, directories like Yelp and Apple, right? It also includes the custom website design. So we'll customize it to fit your business. It has automatic SEO settings, and you can even use it temporarily until when your wife designs the one that you guys want, and all we do is switch it out. It's that simple, okay? Sure. And then
is that with a custom URL, or is that with, like, your company's URL?
What we do is we get a URL that's closest to, like, your business name, right? They can even give you the options that they have available, right? And then you can go from there. And then once yours is done, I mean, if you want to say, hey, we don't need your guys's anymore, we want to put this one in place. Because I know sometimes some people prefer to buy their own URL and create their own website, but we still want something temporarily in place there for you, even if it's temporary, until yours is done. Because you definitely want to showcase your work too, right? And then also it shows you that you'll have a customized tracking and reporting system too, which will help you track your results. And you're not just having to take our word for it, Josh, that the program is working. You'll be able to see the keywords that you're listed for, how many times you came up in the search results, how many phone calls you received. So you're able to track all of that. Okay. And it's in your, it should already be in your inbox because I did send it off.
Okay. Yeah.
So what do you think your wife might say about all this? I mean, what do you think her thoughts are going to be? Is she there? Does she have any questions or concerns?
You're on my headset right now. Would you like me to talk to her about it?
I don't mind. I mean, I'm assuming you guys are in partnership, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So right. I don't know if she all has right, questions, cool. You know?
So, one second.
Okay, no worries. Take your time. I just want to make sure, like, if she had questions that I can address them as well.
I'm talking to you right now. I'm not talking to him. I know. Nadina, would you want to talk to my wife real quick? Thanks. And give her.
Yeah.
Wants to ask.
Yeah, that's right.
Talk to her.
Yeah, of course. I don't mind at all.
How? I'm sorry.
Hi. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. No, I was talking with Josh. It's okay, hon. I was talking with Josh, and I said, hey, if your wife is there, you know, I don't know if she has questions or anything. I only say that because, look, I'm married, too. You know what I mean? And when my husband's, you know, talking with someone or he's going to be making a purchase or whatever, there's questions that I might have, too, right? Not that I don't trust his judgment, you know what I mean? But my husband sometimes might forget to ask a certain question, and then I'll ask him, and he's literally like, I didn't ask them that. I'm all, that's why I asked you to give me the phone so I could ask. You know, two great minds work well together. So, and I'm sorry, my name is Nadine. I didn't get your name. I apologize.
No worries. My name is Nicole.
Nicole. Nice to meet you, Nicole. So I didn't know if Josh was kind of explaining to you or if you got a chance to look at the package I sent over to him on what we were offering.
Yes, he explained kind of what you guys have talked about, and then he showed me the package that you sent, and it all looked pretty good.
Okay.
I am pretty in full support of him just getting everything set up more. We're eventually going to be moving to Washington State, moving back, and so
no
we'll adjust that. Yeah.
Well, so you guys are, so you're originally from Washington State?
Yes. Yes.
We
moved out here. It's been amazing. It's been wonderful. And it's really solidified his and I's relationship. And I think that that's been a huge blessing. And also building his business and building his confidence in his business has been wonderful.
Right.
But I think that now that we've kind of built that foundation, we're ready to be back close to family, but it probably won't be until like June or July.
Okay. So is that one of your questions? Like, what would happen if you guys moved back home?
Yeah, kind of like, what's the transfer would be if you guys do transfer, or if you would have to, like, transfer students.
That is a great question. So let's say in the event June, July comes, you guys are moving back to Washington, right? All we would have to do is update your location, right? So by updating your location in now Washington State, okay, you know that PIN verifications always require an address that Google could send the PIN code to by mail. There are some cases, I'm not going to say that they don't send you the PIN. They might send it to you in a text message, but typically it's going to be received in the mail. Looks like a postcard, right? And it'll be sent to your home address. So in that case, Google might then require just for you to receive a new PIN code to show the new address now, to show that you're now in a different state, in a new location. Your physical address, I will tell you this, will never show on Google, Nicole, because you guys operate out of what's called a home office, right? You guys are mobile. Mm-hmm. Nobody comes to him to pick out tile or to buy products. He offers a service in the residence of the prospect, right? So Google always wants the home address hidden. So majority of businesses PIN verify at their home address, just so you know. So I just want to reassure you that that address would not show anywhere. So we would just let Google know we're updating the address. They're now in a different location. And then Google, it would more than likely trigger for Google to send you a new PIN code to at least for you guys to receive it in your new area. Okay?
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, that sounds great.
Wow, that's going to be a good move, huh? Are you guys driving when that happens, or?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I have a friend, because we're in California, right? And I have a friend that just recently, I don't even remember exactly where it is that she moved out to. I can't remember if it's North Carolina or South Carolina. And let me tell you, she went with two kids. Her husband drove the U-Haul. Okay, the big U-Haul truck.
Okay.
She drove the other truck with the trailer, okay, and the kids with her. And it took them, I think it was almost a week because they had to do, you know, they had to stop, right? To at least sleep in a hotel, let the kids unwind a little bit. She's like, please pray for me because I'm driving with two kids. But they made it.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
Yeah, I was like, Chrissy, how are you going to do it? She's all, girl, it's going to be a lot of coffee, a lot of snacks in the back seat for them, and a lot of rest stops. And then she goes, my husband, luckily, he's the one driving the big, big U-Haul truck. I'm taking our truck with the trailer because I guess the big U-Haul truck also had like a little trailer hitch where her car was on, right? I'm like, oh my God, you guys are crazy. I don't know if I could have done that, especially with kids, right? She's like, well, you know, and so I was just like, oh my gosh, it was like, oh my gosh, I don't know how she did it with that many kids. You know, I mean, with two kids, I mean, and they're small. They're small, but still, you know, it was kind of, I'm like, I'm glad she made it there safely. And I mean, the pictures that she posts are like, wow. Oh my gosh. I'm like, why am I still in California? It's just so overrated out here. I'll tell you that much.
I know.
Not to get off subject.
North Carolina. I probably would definitely stay in North Carolina for the rest of my life if we had family close. I have two aunts in Fuquay, Verena, but we've seen them in the last 2 years probably like 4 or 5 times. So it
really?
They're pretty busy, and so I think that it'll be really good to be close to family again. But I was like basically almost 10 months pregnant.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
It was just, my feet were so
uncomfortable.
And my dresser, everything felt like it was about to pop, but, we made it, and it was kind of miserable in some ways, but the longest we've driven with Nova was when we went to Tennessee, and that was like a 12-hour drive just because we had to stop so much, but she was a lot younger. But Connor is
Months.
Nova is 19 months, and so they they will be, Connor will probably be like 9 months by the time we move, depending on when we move, but.
Oh my gosh, still little one. That's her little still. Aw, how sweet. Yeah, she actually, I was snooping on her page right now on Facebook, and they're in North Carolina. I'm not sure where exactly in North Carolina, but that's where they moved to.
I love it.
So,
I love it here.
Yeah, and I mean, the pictures she was posting, I'm like, oh, it's so pretty out there. You know, out here in California, mm-hmm. right now we got cold weather at night. Like, I mean, cold for us is like in the 60s. And then it's like almost 80 degrees during the day. I don't know what to wear anymore. I'm all, do I pull out the flip-flops? Do I put them away? Like, what do? I want to wear my boots, but it looks like I'm going to wear my sandals today, you know? So, but did you have like any other questions, you know, about this?
I think that as long as Josh is happy with it, I think that we can. I think he has some more questions, though.
Absolutely. Okay, perfect. It was nice talking with you. Hi, Josh. We started getting into other conversations. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. I'm. Thank you, by the way.
No, you're okay. So you're welcome. My pleasure. I could be one, too. We're over here talking about makeup now. No, I'm just playing. Okay. So, what other questions did you have? Like, like I told you earlier, I don't want you to feel like misled that tomorrow or even in a week you're going to get bombarded, right, with all these calls and jobs in one day. Mm-hmm. So I want to tell you, Josh, it's going to give you a steady flow of potential clients that are quality clients, and you can be selective, okay, because you're not charged per call, per job, or per click. So just to kind of give you, share the timeline with you, okay? So when we get you set up, I also schedule what's called a client interview and onboarding. So the client interview is really where the magic is going to happen. It's not so much with me, although I think it is, but it's not. In the client mm-hmm. interview, they're going to talk to you about the website, the Facebook ads, the areas we're targeting, the keywords, the search terms. Now, once you conduct that client interview, we're like moving, okay? I like to do the client interview based on your availability, if not that same day, by no later than the following day. Because the sooner we get you through the client interview, the faster we'll be moving. Okay? So from the client interview, when that's completed. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
You had a question?
I'm just marveling. I'm just like, your pitch is just so awesome. I should be taking notes, really. No, it's all right. Go ahead.
So from your client interview, the clock is ticking, okay? So within 6 to 10 days, you guys will receive a PIN code in the mail from Google. The PIN code is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. Within 5 to 7 days, you'll be listed in those directories. And you haven't created the Facebook page yet, right? Or did you say you did create it already for the business?
No.
Okay.
No, I've just been.
We're gonna
busy with tackling.
We'll create it.
Trying to get the work done.
Don't even worry about it. We're gonna create the Facebook page for you, and that'll be completed within 5 to 7 days. In fact, how we create it, Josh, is created through your personal Facebook. No one will see that page, though. It's created that way, so this way you still have full access to your business Facebook page, because you're the owner of it. Okay. It's just how all Facebook business pages are created, is through a personal page. Now, within you'll also receive your login credentials within 5 to 7 days, so you can start tracking your results with us. Within 7 to 14 days, your website will be completed, and you will also have your Facebook ads live within 7 to 14 days. They'll already be able to see those. What we state in our terms and conditions, Josh, and we send this to you guys in writing, it'll state that the first page placement on Google, that could take between 30 to 45 days. Because remember, 6 to 10 of those days, you're waiting for the PIN code. So it could take 30 to 45 days. That will always be our promise. Now, I have seen at times where it has happened sooner, but we prefer to under-promise and over-deliver. Now, what I always say is this. A lot of it is the programming that's going on in the first month, but that's not to say that you won't get some calls. I mean, you might get some calls in the first month, okay? But a lot of it is the programming. You will feel the strength of this program in the second month, okay? Now, we're also going to keep you in the loop, too. So when you're on the first page of Google, we're going to send you a notification. When your Facebook ads are live and your website's live, we're going to send you a notification. When you're in the directories and your Facebook page is created, we're going to send you a notification. So we're keeping you in the loop on the steps that we're processing, right? On the work that we're doing and when you're listed, because we want you to be aware, right, of what's going on. Now, you're also going to have a team that is dedicated to your account here within our company. So when you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, you have a concern regarding your account, you will always contact our customer service department. Now, we're in California, so we're like 3 hours behind you. Okay, FYI.
Okay.
So we're always here Monday. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
So I had two questions.
Yes.
One was, So right out the gate, it's about $600 for the first 2 months, right? And that's all well and good as long as there's a return on investment.
Right.
Within here. Mm-hmm. Right? And that would be the lead. So if I don't get this return on investment that I'm looking for, I really would have no reason to continue if Facebook if Thumbtack and Angie are bringing me consistent leads, you know? If things don't work out, we're on a month-to-month basis. How does that work out with my personal Facebook page and the website?
Great question. So what that means, okay, let's say we're always going to ask you to stick it out at least 2 months. We call it a 2-month verbal agreement. It's still a month-to-month program. You can cancel at any time. If you choose to cancel or even pause the account, right, we're just going to ask that you at least call 3 business days before your billing is due so that way you don't get charged, okay? There's no cancellation fee, all right? We just part as friends. Now, in regards to your Google profile page and where we listed you on the directories and your Facebook business page, none of that disappears. You're the full owner of it. You have the ownership of those profiles, okay? Eventually, you'll fall off the first page because we're no longer servicing it. We're not optimizing it to keep it on the first page, but your Google profile will not disappear. You're the owner of it. The Facebook page, you're the owner of it. We're no longer managing it. So your Facebook ads, those won't be running because we're not managing the Facebook. Okay. Now, in regards to the website, you have 2 options. Actually, 3. One, you could choose, I don't want the website, right? Then you're not charged for it or anything like that. Or you could pay $49 a month and we just continue to host and maintain that website, right? Just making sure we're updating it for you if you have a change on it or what have you. Or,
and this is a temporary site that you're going to provide me with.
We're talking about the temporary site, correct. Or you could choose to pay $99. The URL, the domain, is yours, but not the content, which means the domain, you would just have to find someone to recreate the website. You see what I'm saying? And typically, I believe it's GoDaddy. GoDaddy domains is what they get. So that's why I say, or you could just decide, you know what, it was just a temporary one anyways. My wife's already working on our website, so I don't need it. You see what I mean? So those would always be your options. But at least your Google profile page, your Facebook, none of that disappears. It's still going to be there. It's still going to be visible. And you have the ownership of it because we set it up that way. Okay?
Do you have any so 2 more questions. I'm so sorry this is so long. But
No. Do not apologize. I would rather you ask questions. A closed mouth doesn't get fed. That's what my grandma used to always say.
So Oh, no, I lost my train of thought. So you covered the cancellation, right? 2 months verbal agreement. Mm-hmm. That sounds fair and good, you know. My next question was, do you have any previous clientele similar startup position to me, like a construction contractor, you know, looking to maybe spend some more in his marketing in hopes that there is a return on investment? Do you have, like, testimonials?
Not within your area, but what I can tell you is this, Josh, not within your area because of the fact that we're a Google Channel partner, we're allowed to work with one business per industry per area. So right now, that's why the position's open because we don't have anybody in that spot. The only time I will – hello? Hello?